Praise, O you servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. For from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class at 3:30 this afternoon, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what can we learn from Jude? And at the 5:00 service this afternoon, our brother Lee Prater will be bringing the message from the scriptures. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4. I also would like to call your attention again to the special insert in your bulletin and a reminder of Christmas in August is a program for our missionaries, and there will be sign-up sheets eventually, we'll see, in the kitchen, and so that we can all participate in that very worthwhile project. Also, the Informed Choices Art and Music Festival will take place August 27th, and you can get tickets for that from Candace Tomlinson. Also, for instance, you are not able to attend that festival and you care to make a contribution to Informed Choices, also you can see Candace for that. Okay, so, and please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 73, May Jesus Christ Be Praised.
Thank you, Joe. All right, I'm sure that the Lord has blessed you this week. Thank you again for joining us and worshiping our Lord. Why don't we open to our first hymn, number 73, May Jesus Christ Be Praised, and we'll sing the first and the fourth stanzas. Why don't we turn to our next hymn, number 166, Cleanse Me. Number 166. Sing the first and the last stanzas. Chaos of our country, right? We have freedom with Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Why don't we stand and sing our last hymn, number 485, Revive Us Again.
Soul be rekindled for fire.
thank you, Pastor Otero.
I just want to know before prayer that there is a church in Lodi that is meeting this morning, closing a series of meetings and celebration of 20 years of ministry. That church started by our church, and we support our mission, our pastor for 2 years, the pastor and his wife, and an American church donated. Actually, they sold a building, very gorgeous building, for $180,000. And the pastor was a German fellow, and I told him the secret of life is you borrow, you buy, and you pay it off. And in 15 years, they pay off the building. And they remodeled the building, and the inside and the outside. The American church was very kind in donating all the pews, piano, organs, utensils for, they have a basement, you know, the old style church, German church was, so they have a basement for dinners. I have preached there in Spanish for a long time, and now they have 180 people. The pastor is Zagert, is his name, German fellow, and it is amazing what the Lord does. This is the second church that our church started, the one in San Francisco was still going, and it's just a blessing to my heart. You know what that pastor did? He took the sermons from here and then preached the next week in Spanish until he was trained in seminary. It's just amazing how the Lord multiplied in an amazing way his word. Let's pray together. O God, who makes all things new, speak to us because you are your beloved people. May your truth touch not just our intellect, but also our deeper desires of our heart and our soul. We come to you as we are, called to be saints, holy ones. Help us to know that our self-worth does not depend so much on our ability to hold on to our lives as on your power to release from heaven the encouragement and the strength that we needed. Holy God, make your presence blossom today among us. We acknowledge that your word is powerful and your salvation is the creation of a new life in our life. Because you are a God who cares, we bring before your presence those who among us need your personal help, whether it's mentally, bodily, or emotionally. We pray for Maida Kong, that she be restored from her cancer, and we pray for encouragement in his life. For Dwight Forsee, that liver be placed, and that he will be at peace in having a replacement. For Amberetto, who is ill and now 93 years old, waiting for your call. For Bob John, Lord, that he may follow the rules of the doctors and the rules of the game of life. He's strong, and Lord, we thank you for his blessing life in our church. For Joshua Yalday, a boy born with a deficiency in his leg, and we pray that he may walk. For Jeff and Mary Swart, these are listeners from Baltimore at this hour, and we pray that you strengthen Jeff, and thank you for Mary, who is such a beautiful wife. We pray for Jim Cianello, another man, 93, and now in Southern California, who need your touch, Lord. He's paralyzed, he's blind, he cannot hear. He's waiting, he said, your call. And Lord, we pray for Joe Bedodo, that his emotional strength be recover, and that he be at peace with himself and at peace with the family. We are privileged to have missionaries of all over the world to proclaim your love and your word. And so we pray for Carol and Ruth Naughton in Spain with writing books. Eusebio Maritza Perez in Malaga, Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Abendano in Guatemala City. Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Jose and Diane Avila, Lord, who are going in every place in South America. The Informed Choice, that Daniel and Miriam Lacey and the racing cars, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the school in Portland. And Lord, we just started the mission in Basarac in Sonora, Mexico. And the roof is coming to construction, and so we pray that they will have a complete success. Help us who have received so freely from you to give as freely as you and turn to you. And so, Lord, we pray that we all will have the pleasure of giving because we have received so much. So, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus? If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 89. We will be reading Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 15. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 15. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us your unchanging written word, in which we have come to know you by the Spirit's power. We are eternally grateful that you have reconciled us to yourself by your grace through the perfect obedience and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rest in the knowledge and assurance that your mercy endures forever. May we never lose our firm assurance in a salvation that's forever. We are grateful for the law which has shown us our sins and need for a Savior who rescued us from judgment and condemnation. We have no confidence in the flesh. Direct our steps that we may do and say all in accordance with your will. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with the wisdom and knowledge from the scriptures as the word goes out from here and the radio and internet and CD, that it be used to draw hearers to Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?